Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Candidates are already positioning to enter the race for the seat of troubled Minnesota State Senator Justin Eichhorn. The former District 6 lawmaker resigned Thursday after he was charged with attempted solicitation of a minor for sex. Governor Tim Walz is expected to issue a writ of special election for Eichhorn's seat on Tuesday. Doge head Elon Musk's Political Action Committee is accused of buying votes in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. MNN's Bob Haag.
Musk funds America PAC, which offers voters $100 in exchange for signing an online petition opposing activist judges. WISP Politics reports that signers are required to provide their name, email address, phone number, and home address and consent to receive calls and text messages. Those who refer someone else to sign the petition can receive another $100. The offer closes at 11:59 p.m. April 1st, the day Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel faces Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford's campaign accuses Musk of trying to buy votes.
America PAC has reported spending $7.3 million to back Schimmel's campaign for state Supreme Court. The next product in Minnesota to come with a warning label could be social media platforms. DFL lawmakers introduced a bill that would require mental health warning labels and a pop-up timer tracking the time children spend on the website or app. DFL Representative Zach Stevenson from Coon Rapids says studies show this bill is needed.
Gallup found that the average teenager spends 4.8 hours every day interacting with various social media platforms. Big tech does everything they can do to get people to spend as much time as possible engaged with their platforms.
Today marks 20 years since the tragic mass shooting on the Red Lake Nation. In 2005, a Red Lake High School student killed five of his classmates, a teacher, a school security guard, his grandfather, and his grandfather's partner. Roger police are looking for a missing man. 30-year-old Maurice Jackson was last seen the night of March 7th near the Crow River. He is not a resident of the area, and it's unclear if he remains in the vicinity. Maurice is described as black, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 160 pounds, with long black dreadlocks, brown eyes, and tattoos on his arms and neck. Police have searched for Maurice using water patrol, aerial, and drone searches, on foot, and with search and rescue canines. The fourth-ranked University of Minnesota women's hockey team is hosting the 2025 Frozen Four and has a national semifinal game against top-ranked Wisconsin tonight. Golden Gopher head coach Brad Frost says last week's 3-2 win over Colgate to earn the Frozen Four bid gives them momentum for tonight.
There was a ton of pressure last week to win and get to the Frozen Four so that we're here in front of our fans and playing on the last weekend.
The visiting Badgers have lost only one time all season and are 5-0 against Minnesota. Tonight's game faces off at 7:30 p.m. at Ritter Arena on the U of M campus.